When you talk about big fish and you fish all across the country, whether it's California, Texas, or Florida, everybody's thinking, man, there's some big fish there. You know, you look across the country and you think 17, 18 pounders, some of that kind of stuff. But if you want to catch big fish consistently, you got to go to Mexico. And with me today is Mike Sermon. And Mike, you've been down there and you've caught some big ones.
Yeah, you know, Terry, thanks for having me on the show. I had some of the most incredible fishing I've ever had. And living right here in Okeechobee being my home lake, and I've caught lots of 10-pound fish, it's just something that you can't imagine how great the fishing is. We went down there and I fished, we tried to film a couple TV shows, and Abby and Judy Israel hooked me up, and it was just incredible. I know one day I had five that were right in the 10-pound range. The biggest I caught was a little over 11, but the fishing, we were there when Abby and Judy were apologizing that this was not the key time to catch giant fish. And they said, but, you know, we'll still have fun and we'll still catch some fish. And it was just absolutely incredible. I've never seen so many fish between 7 and 12 pounds.
Well, you talk about Abby and Judy Israel. Of course, those that are around bass fishing know Judy Israel has been phenomenal from the back of the boat, now is moving to the front of the boat in the Everstarts. But they have a business called Best Fishing Tours, and you can go down there and they take care of everything.
Yeah, they really do. You know, the great thing, Abby and Judy called me up and said, hey, you know, we'd love for you to come down and experience some of this incredible fishing. Here's Abby. He's probably going to tell me, you know, that this place is, you know, great and this and that. And I was a little bit skeptical at first. It is absolutely the best bass fishing I've ever seen. I mean, it was funny. We would travel the shorelines. Of course, when we were there, the fish were done spawning and there really wasn't anything. And the guy said, well, let's just go look around in the shallows. The water's clear and it's real pretty and you got these high mountains and it was just beautiful. And we'd be cruising the shorelines and you'd see a 7 or 8 pounder swimming, and then a little while later, you'd see a real big one swimming. And I was telling the guy, I said, man, I can't imagine what it would be like during the spawning season. But we caught fish from shallow all the way to 30, 40 feet deep. And I really got to experience, they've got some just super guides down there. One of their key guides, or one of their, the main guide there at the place is, his name is Aaron. And he is a great fisherman. But even more than that, what I found out is, El Salto's got some incredible structure fishing, and the great thing about what Abby and Judy have going down there is they've got ranger boats and they've got depth finders. Nobody else down there, all the other places that are there, they just have, you know, like aluminum type, John boat type boat setups with, you know, a little motor on the front, big motor on the back, little trolling motor on the front. And what most of them do is just kind of tie up the trees and just let your customers cast around. And fishing's so good, they do pretty well even there. They catch, you know, some real good fish. But the ranger boats and the depth finders and things, it was incredible. We could literally go over these drops and things, and you could see a big fish down there on the bottom, or schools of big fish. And Aaron would tell you, he said, you know, that there's only like three fish that are in the lake, and it's bass and tilapia are the main two. There's almost nothing else. So if you saw a big spot down there on the graph, it was a big bass. And sure enough, I mean, you'd go over this and see the big fish, and we just caught giant fish after giant fish.
Kind of neat and very unique in the fact that you can get VIP packages that are relatively inexpensive when you look at some of the other packages that are out there. And the other thing that's neat about it is first class all the way. You know, you talk about rangers, you don't even have to bring tackle on a VIP package, baits or anything else. You just pack your suitcase and away you go.
Yeah, in fact, I to be honest with you, if somebody's going down there, they really need to just take the VIP package and try to get Aaron or one of the other top guys, because they have the key baits. I mean, I've never thrown a swim bait in my life. I mean, and if I had thrown a swim bait, I've seen it and I've heard about the California boys throwing it and stuff. But they were throwing swim baits that they looked like they were like 8 inches long and they weighed 3 or 4 ounces or whatever. But they teach you how to do it. That was the great thing, is they taught you, you know, essentially right away. They tell you, you know, how to work the baits, and they gave you the exact colors and the baits that you needed. So really, you don't need to bring anything. All you need to bring is yourself and a little suntan lotion and go down there and catch some giant fish.
And the ambition to catch those big fish. Now, your TV show is doing very, very well. And matter of fact, on the Outdoor Channel, I've also got to see the program where you were at El Salto. And man, oh man, you guys caught them.
Yeah, we really did. I fished one day with Judy, and I know one day we probably caught, I don't know, in the neighborhood of 60 to 75 fish, and I can promise you that probably 30 or 40 of them were above 5 pounds. I mean, it was just, it was incredible. And we had so many seven to, like I said, the biggest one I caught was about 11 and a quarter, I think is what it weighed at. But, you know, we just had some giants.
Well, you know, Mike, we got a unique experience here with the fact that Abby and Judy have worked with us on a partnership, and we're going to be able to give away 4 trips down there. And we've also got a little challenge going on. Abby, Israel, and I have been arguing back and forth who has the best team. Is it Best Fishing Tours or is it Bass Fan? And we're going to go down there and have a little challenge in the fall maybe too.
Well, I know y'all will have an absolute blast. You know, the thing about it is, Terry, You've on every cast, you know, when you go to a place that's got 18 pounders or potentially a world record fish swimming around, you just never know. And when you're fishing in that deep water like we were doing, you know, you'd set the hook and the, you know, we were using big old 7'6" flipping sticks, and you'd set the hook and the fish just wouldn't move down there. And you just don't know if it's going to come up, you know, it's going to be a 10 pounder, it's going to come up and it's going to be a 20 pounder. So it really is incredible.
And the idea is, too, it's not like maybe catching one. You know, you go to Okeechobee, and as you mentioned, great fishery, and you might catch a few fish over 10 pounds if you spend the winter down there or whatever. But if you go down to Bacharach or El Salto, your chances of catching more than one are even phenomenal.
Like I said, in one day, I know I had 5 over 10 pounds or right at in the 10-pound range. We were not there in what I would consider the prime time. It was after the spawn. It was a post-spawn situation. The fish had moved out in some of the deeper stuff, but they weren't really where Aaron really likes them. He says in the summertime, when they get on those the deep structure, if you will, that they really kill some big fish. But they were kind of in that in-between mode where they were coming off the bank, off the spawn, and they weren't out to the deep places yet, and they weren't in the shallows yet. So we did that phenomenal when fishing really probably was not at its best.
Well, you know, I guess, Mike, tell me about the times. I mean, you can go any time during the year. Of course, the summer months here, probably pretty hot. But you start thinking about that August, September, you know, October time frame, or even through the winter months are all good, right?
Yeah, absolutely. By what Aaron was telling me, and he's fished down there for years, he said the summer months, actually, they catch some giant fish, but it does get very hot down there. Now, the one good thing is it's in the mountains. And so it's a little bit cooler than what you would think of Mexico in the summer. You would think would be unbearable. And he says that's really not the case. It is fishable. It's probably like a Florida in the summer. But what he says is once the fish, they usually start moving in about October, November, where they come into the shallows and things, and they start spawning down there in December and January and February. And I could just imagine the giant fish when the fish come to the shallows.
Well, I think we ought to invite you down there. You can come on the Bass Fan team, and I know you probably won't allow that to happen because of your relationship with Abby and Judy, but I'm going to try to see if I can you know, we got this draft thing we're going to do, right? And I'm going to get Abby and say, well, I drafted Mike, you know, and he's not going to like that a bit.
Well, I tell you what, I told Abby and Judy, I will accept an invitation anytime. I promise you, I'll make a way to get back down there because I've been, with the TV show, I've been all over the place. Fishing some great places, but I can honestly say I've never had a bass lake with the potential of catching just a giant fish, and with just catching the numbers in addition to it. I mean, we caught the one day, I know we caught 75 fish, and so when you can catch quality fish and quantity, you just can't imagine how great it is.
Well, Best Fishing Tours is the place to go do it. And I tell you what else, folks, if you're listening to this program, they also have a trip where you can catch peacock bass in the very near future if it's not available already. So going to be some maybe South American trips involved in this too. And Mike, appreciate you being with us here and look forward to seeing you on the tour as well.
All right, Terry, I really appreciate it. Thanks for having me. And when you go to El Salto, please call me because I'm ready to go.
Well, I got my bags packed and I'm ready also. I'm Terry Brown, and this has been Bass Fan Radio.